感谢主能够看到弟兄姊妹今天早上能够聚在主的面前。
Praise the Lord for us to see each other this morning gathering in His name.
我们昨天晚上多少睡了一个小时。
Even though we have lost 1 hour sleep last night.
感谢姊妹看见，感谢弟兄姊妹，都能够不因为少那个小时，没有来到主的面前。
We're thankful our brothers and sisters did not lack in gathering because of lack of sleep.
或许如果我们每天能够少睡一个小时，然后把那个时间拿来与主亲近，或许我们会更好一点。
If we would take 1 hour of sleep and use that to come to the Lord, maybe that would be good to us.
我首先想先与弟兄姊妹交通，为什么今天要与弟兄姊妹交通这些话。
First of all, I'd like to share with you as to why I say these words today.
有三个主要的原因。
There are three major reasons.
头一个原因是因为最近我们的负担乃是讲到神的家。
First, because recently we have a burden concerning God's house.
在过去一段时间里面，主把这样的负担摆在许多的弟兄姊妹的当中。
In the past few days,the Lord has placed such a burden in many brothers and sisters.
这是头一个原因。
First reason.
第二个原因，是当我们在思想这个题目的时候。
Second reason, as we consider this topic.
我们想到神的家是神永远的居所。
As we think about the house of God, it is His eternal abode.
这一件事我们都知道了。
This fact are well aware of. We are aware of.
如果今天我们来问弟兄姊妹的话，我们说什么是神的家？我相信大部分的人都知道那是神的居所。
If we are here to ask brothers and sisters what is the house of God, I believe everyone knows it's God's abode.
但是如果我们再继续问下去，那到底是什么意思呢？
And if we continue to ask, what is the meaning of it?
到底那对我们今天发生什么影响？
What would that statement affect our life today?
我们不能停留在一个知识上的认识。
We cannot stay merely in mental knowledge.
知道是神的居所是一件事，而实际活在那个实际的当中又是另外一件事。
To know it is God's abode is one thing. To live in the reality of it is quite another.
第三个原因就是因为最近发生在教会里面各样的事情。
Third reason has to do with what happened in the church recently.
在这一些日子里面，弟兄们都知道在教会里面有许多许多的事。
In these days, brothers and sisters all are aware of many things happen.
在 Dumbo 张乐成姊妹她的癌症。
For instance, Sister Joyce of Dumbo,has cancer.
他的癌细胞已经透过血液蔓延到了全身。
Cancer cells have spread through the bloodstream throughout her whole body.
所以在他的身上有一个情形，那个就是他得到了一个病是不能医治的。
So in her body, there is one condition of that is she had contracted a terminal disease.
在我们西南区这边，我们诸位的姊妹的母亲也一直在为着癌症在接受治疗。
As far as Southwest here, Sister Wei Wei's mother also is receiving treatment for her cancer.
除了这两件事以外，还有许许多多的事。
Aside from these two instances, there are many, many others.
在过去的日子里面，好多的弟兄姊妹出了车祸。
In the past days, many brothers and sisters had a car accident.
就是上个礼拜还是有弟兄出了车祸。
As recent as last week, a certain brother had a car accident.
有很多的疾病在我们的当中。
Among us, there are many sicknesses.
甚至我们的教会的屋顶都在漏水。
Even the roof over our head continues to leak.
有没有人知道我们教会的屋顶漏水的事情？
Does anybody know we have a leaky roof?
一年以前就在漏水。
It began leaking a year ago.
到了 到了今天仍然在漏水。
It leaks still even today.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都知道教会屋顶漏水的事。
I believe many brothers and sisters know this matter of a leaky roof.
但是有没有哪一位曾经问过这件事？
But has anyone ever inquired of it?
为什么还在漏水？
Why is it still leaking?
为什么到今天还在漏水？
Why is it leaking even today?
如果我的家的客厅当中漏水了。
If the roof over my living room is leaking,
我想我会马上把它修好。
I believe I would quickly fix it.
那个在屋客厅的当中漏水是件很不好的事。
To have a leak right above the living room is very bad.
但是在我们教会聚会厅的当中我们就漏水了。
But in the midst of our meeting hall, it leaks.
在过去的一年中，我们一共修了四次。
In the past year, we have attempted to fix it 4 times.
但是一直都没有办法把那个毛病解决。
We have never fixed the problem.
并不是弟兄们不管这个事。
Not that the brothers didn't care for it.
实在是修了四次都没有办法修好。
We have actually tried to fix it 4 times to no avail.
因为我们又发现我们有白蚂蚁。
In addition, we discover we still have termites.
多少人知道教会有白蚂蚁？
Does anyone know we have termites in the building?
这个白蚂蚁，我们九四年，我们请人来杀过。
As early as 1994, we have contracted someone to treat the termite problem.
95, 96, 97.
And continues 95, 96, 97.
同样一个地方。
Same place.
好像没有办法把它解决。
It seems as though we have no way to fix that problem.
为了这些原因，今天我希望与弟兄姊妹交通这些话。
Because of all these today, I'd like to share these words to you.
我们读以赛亚书62章。
Turn to Isaiah 62.
以赛亚书62章第一节。
Isaiah 62 verse 1.
我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不息声，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你必不再称为撇弃的，你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的，你的地也必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归他。
It will no longer be said to you forsaken, nor to your land will it any longer be said desolate, but you will be called my delight is in her, and your land married.For the Lord delights in you, and to him your land will be married.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，直到他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Verses 6 and 7. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen.All day and all night, they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourself and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
第十节，你们当从门经过，预备百姓的路，修筑大道，剪去石头，为万民树立大旗。
Verse 10, go through the gates, clear the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones, lift up a standard over the people.
在以赛亚书62章第一节里面，这个人说，我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不息声。
Isaiah 62 verse 1, we found this man saying, For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet.
当我读到这一句话的时候，我特别的受感动。
When I came upon this phrase, I was deeply touched.
因为这一些话 是把那个写圣经人他的心意清楚地表明出来。
These phrases clearly express the heart of the writer of this book.
圣经里面有一些经节里面有很大的真理。
There are many verses in the Bible containing great truth.
把那个真理清楚地表明出来。
They express the truth very clearly.
但是有另外一些经节他们乃是把写圣经的人的心清楚地表明出来。
There are also other set of verses which clearly express the heart of the writer.
而以赛亚书62章第一节就是这样的一节圣经。
Isaiah 62 verse 1 is such a verse.
这一节圣经里面没有什么特别的大的道理。
There's no great doctrine in this verse.
这一节圣经里面所表明的是这个写圣经人他心里面的那个感受。
What is expressed in this verse is what the heart desire of the writer.
他说为这锡安的缘故他必不静默为耶路撒冷他必不息声。
It says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet.
为什么他这样做呢？乃是因为耶路撒冷的荒凉。
Why was he this way? Because of the desolate condition of Jerusalem.
当我在读到这一节圣经的时候，我就想到一个人，尼希米。
When I read this verse, it reminded me of a person, Nehemiah.
在尼希米的时代，那个时候耶路撒冷的情形非常的荒凉。
In the time of Nehemiah, the condition of Jerusalem was one of desolation.
圣经告诉我们，城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
The Bible revealed to us at that time the wall was breached, the gates were burned.
但是当时候居住在耶路撒冷的人，他们静默无声。
And yet the people who dwelt in Jerusalem were silent.
很可能早上他们出来工作的时候，看见城墙被拆毁了。
It's quite possible at the time when people rose up to work early in the morning, they saw the breached walls.
但是他们里头没有什么感觉。
And yet they had no feeling inwardly.
到第二天他们看见城门被火焚烧了。
Next day they passed through the burned gates.
他们的里面也没有什么感觉。
And there was no stirring within.
好多好多的人住在耶路撒冷。
There were many people who lived in Jerusalem.
每天经过那个被拆毁的城墙。
Daily they pass through the breached walls.
每天走过那个城门里面发现没有门。
Daily they walk through the gates and discover no gate.
但是他们心里面没有任何的感觉。
And yet inwardly they had no feeling.
他们没有任何的声音。
There was no voice.
弟兄姊妹，耶路撒冷的真实的荒凉乃是在于那些人的静默。
Friends and sisters, the real desolate condition of Jerusalem is in the silence of the people.
并不是因为那个墙倒了，那个情形叫做荒凉。
It is not desolate because of the burnt or broken walls.
因为墙倒了可以再建。
Because when the wall comes down, it can be built up again.
但是如果人的心静默无声的话
，But if the hearts of men are silent,
神就没有办法在耶路撒冷做事。
God has no way to do a work in Jerusalem.
但是我们非常的感谢神。
We are thankful.
当这件事传到尼希米的耳中的时候
When Nehemiah heard of this,
尼希米是一个不肯静默的人。
Nehemiah was one who was unwilling to be silent.
虽然他不住在耶路撒冷
Though he did not live in Jerusalem.
但是他不能够静默
But he could not be silent.
因此尼希米就在那里哭泣
Therefore, Nehemiah sat down and wailed.
哭泣就代表这个人对神家的荒凉有感觉。
The wailing speaks of a person who has feeling toward God's house.
他不但在那里哭泣，他就禁食的祷告。
Not only he wept, he fasted.
我们感谢神，神就在那里设立了一个人，他不肯为锡安的缘故静默。
We thank the Lord, he raised up a person who was unwilling to be silent for Zion's sake.
因此我们看，神就有一条道路。
Therefore we see God had obtained a way.
神就能够在以色列人当中做恢复的工作。
God was able to begin a work of recovery among the Israelites.
只要他能够找到一个人是不静默的。
As long as he could find a person who was not silent.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是不是也有看到耶路撒冷荒凉的光景？
And sisters, have we seen the desolate condition of Jerusalem today?
当你看到耶路撒冷荒凉的光景，你的反应是什么？
When you have seen the desolate condition of Jerusalem, what is your reaction?
我们的反应常常就是叹息一声。
Our reaction most of the time is but a sigh.
然后我们就静默了。
And we remain silent.
我们觉得我算什么？
We think, who are we?
我能不能够在耶路撒冷做什么事？
We are unable to do anything in Jerusalem.
因此我们就叹息，我们就静默。
Therefore we sigh and we're silent.
这就是荒凉的光景。
This is the true condition of desolation.
我相信当时在耶路撒冷有许多的人叹息。
I believe there were many people at the time who sighed for Jerusalem.
他们看不见那以往的圣殿。
They could not see the former temple.
他们看不见那个城墙。
They could not see the walls.
他们看不见那个门。
They could not see the gates.
他们心里面充满了都是叹息。
Their hearts were full of sighing.
神在寻找一个人。
But God is looking for a person.
这个人不肯静默。
A person who is unwilling to be silent.
但是在整个耶路撒冷找不到一个这样的人。
But in the whole of Jerusalem, there was not such a person.
在尼希米的身上，神总算找到这样的人。
But in Nehemiah, God finally found such a person.
在新约的时代。
In New Testament.
圣殿成了贩卖牛羊鸽子的地方。
The temple became a place of merchandise.
千千万万的以色列人常常进到圣殿里面去献祭。
Tens of thousands of Israelites often went into the temple to offer sacrifices.
他们看到圣殿里面有这些牲畜。
They saw within the temple these oxen.
他们在圣殿里面看见兑换银钱的人。
They saw the money changers in the temple.
但是他们的心里面没有任何的感觉。
But there was no feeling in their hearts.
一年一年这样过去。
Year after year.
牛羊鸽子仍然在圣殿的里面。
Oxen, sheep, and doves remain in the temple.
但是犹太人他们仍然是静默的。
But the Israelites remained silent.
没有一个人有任何的感觉。
There was no one who had any feeling.
直到有一天主耶稣进到那个圣殿。
Until one day the Lord Jesus came into the temple.
主耶稣说我的心为这个殿焦急如同火烧。
The Lord Jesus said, my heart is consumed for the house of God.
在那里他就拿起那个鞭子来把这些牛羊鸽子都赶出去了。
And he made a whip of cord and drove out the oxen, sheep, and doves.
我们感谢神有这样一个人。
We thank the Lord that there is such a person.
他为着神的圣殿他不能寂寞。
Who could not be silent for God's house.
今天在神的儿女的当中，很多人都喜欢做一个静默的人。
Today among God's people, many like to be silent.
我不是说我们应当讲很多很多的话。
I'm not referring to that we need to speak many words.
我们实在应该像雅各书所说的，要勒住自己的舌头。
But as a matter of fact, just like recorded in James, we need to put a bridle over our tongue.
但是这里面所说的这个静默不是指那一件事说的。
The silent here mentioned does not refer to that.
腓立比书说我们个人不要单顾自己的事也要顾到别人的事。
Philippians says, do not just care for your own things, but care for the things of others.
这个叫做不静默。
This is what it meant by not silent.
什么叫做静默？
What is silent?
静默就是个人单顾自己的事。
Silence is those who care for only their own things.
如果我们在教会是一个肢体，
If we are members in the body,
我们就不能够单顾自己的事。
We should never care for only our own things.
我们需要顾到弟兄姊妹的事。
We should care for things of brothers and sisters.
这个叫做不静默。
This is what he meant by not silent.
今天我们乃是在一个旅程的上面。
Today we are all in a journey.
我们乃是要一同往一个目的地去。
Together we're going toward one goal.
当我们一个人单独的在旅行的时候是非常的容易。
If we travel by ourselves, it's very easy.
如果今天我决定要到 San Antonio 去。
If today I decide to go to San Antonio.
那是很容易的一件事。
That is quite simple.
因为我什么时候要走我什么时候就可以走。
I can leave whenever I want to.
我要到什么地方去玩，我就到什么地方去玩。
I go to any place that I desire to.
我要住在什么旅馆，我就住在什么旅馆。
I can stay in any old hotel I want to.
如果今天我要跟另外一个弟兄到 San Antonio,
but if I were to go with another brother to San Antonio,
那事情就不那么容易了。
Things become a little complicated.
我需要知道他愿意什么时候出发。
I need to know when he desires to leave.
我们最好能够两个人一起出发。
It's best for us to leave together.
我需要知道他想去什么地方游玩。
I need to know where he wants to be.
我不能够只顾到我自己的想法。
I cannot just care for my own ideas.
我也要知道他想住在什么旅馆。
I need to know which hotel he wants to stay in.
不是每一个人都喜欢住那个 Marriott.
Not everyone wants to stay in Marriott.
不是每一个人都喜欢住某一些旅馆。
Not everyone wants to stay in certain motels.
你看，当两个人要去一个地方的时候，我们的顾虑就不一样。
You see, when two people want to go together, the cares are different.
我要知道这个人的感觉。
I need to know his feeling.
我要知道他的喜好。
I need to know his delight.
如果不能这样做的话，两个人就不能一同旅行。
Otherwise, we cannot travel together.
今天我们这么多弟兄姊妹。
Today, we have so many brothers and sisters.
我们一起要往西安去。
We're all going to Zion.
我们怎么去？
So how do we go?
我们能不能够每个主日来到这里说我们要去西安？
Can we all come to this place and say we're going to Zion?
然后我们大家都点头 ，Yes, 西安对。
And everyone nods and said yes, we go to Zion.
然后我们回家以后，我们什么事也不做。
And we go home and do nothing.
然后下一个礼拜我们再聚集在一起。
Next week we gather again.
哎，我说我们去西安。
And someone says we go to Zion.
大家说很好。
Everyone says great.
回去以后什么事也不做。
We go home, nothing happens.
这样我们到得了西安吗？
Can we go to Zion in this way?
我可不可以每个礼拜跟孔英弟兄说，哎，孔英，我们去 San Antonio.
Can I tell Brother Roy every week, Roy, we go to San Antonio.
孔英说很好。
Roy says great.
然后回家以后我们两个不联络的。
And we go home and we never contact each other.
然后到下礼拜我们又见面了。
Next week we meet again.
我们说孔英弟兄，我们去 San Antonio 好不好？
I said, Brother Roy, can we go to San Antonio?
那孔弟兄说很好。
Roy says, it's great.
我们又回家了。
And we go home again.
也不打电话。
We don't call each other.
我们两个有没有可能哪一天一起到 San Antonio?
Is it possible for both of us to arrive in San Antonio?
永远没有那个可能。
It doesn't have the possibility.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要一同去一个地方
，For instance, if we're to go together a certain place,
我们要联络
，We need to contact each other.
如果我们不联络的话，我们永远到不了。
If not, we will never go together.
你知道，在这个科学的一些杂志里面告诉我们了。
You can find in many scientific journals.
他说有很多的那个鱼啊，他们随着季节的变化，他们要从一个地方。
Certain type of fish would travel from one place to another because of the change in season.
成千上万的这个鱼呢，他们就从一个地方就旅行好远好远的地方到另外一个地方去。
Thousands upon thousands of fish would travel long distance to another place.
他们怎么样能够达到他们的目的地呢？
How can they arrive at their goal?
这么多的鱼。
So many fish.
我们有时候在高速公路上两个人都很难跟车哈。
Many times it's difficult for two cars to travel together on the highway.
那这么多的鱼要从地球的一个角落游到地球的另外一个角落，他们怎么去的？
And consider so many fish were to travel from one corner of the earth to another. How would they do it?
科学家告诉我们了，他们有一个秘诀，那个秘诀呢就是不静默。
The scientists tell us they have a secret, and that is not remaining silent.
每一个鱼呢，他们就发出一个特别的一个声波。
Each fish would emit a certain sound wave.
然后呢，他们就靠着这个彼此发出来的这个声波，他们知道这个鱼群在什么地方。
And through the emission of the sound waves, they know the location of each other.
每一个鱼都发出那样的一个声音。
Each fish would emit such a sound wave.
因此，靠着这样的一个联系呢，他们整群的鱼就能够到达同一个目的地。
Because of this kind of connectedness, they arrive at the same place.
这些鱼为着整体的缘故，他们不能静默。
For the sake of the whole body, these fish cannot remain silent.
如果他们要静默的话
，If they were to be silent,
不但很他们达不到那个目的地。
Not to mention they can never arrive at the goal.
他们就要四分五裂。
It will be in dispersion.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天也是这样。
It's the same with us, brothers and sisters.
我们乃是要去一个目的地。
We're to arrive at the same destiny.
我们如果停留在一个地方，我们就不需要联络。
If we were to remain in the same place, there's no need for us to contact each other.
但是如果我们要往一个目标去的话，
If we are to arrive at the same goal,
我们必须要彼此的联络。
We must contact each other.
我们必须要彼此的照顾。
We must care for each other.
我们必须要彼此的关心。
We must be mindful of each other.
我们不能静默。
We cannot remain silent.
当有一个弟兄他生病没有来。
When one brother is ill and cannot attend meeting,
需要有另外一个弟兄发现这件事。
There needs to be another brother who discovers this fact.
需要发现这件事。
You must discover the fact.
有一个弟兄因为软弱没有来了。
A brother because of weakness cannot come.
需要有另外一个弟兄去发现这件事。
There should be another brother who discovers this.
需要有一个不肯静默的弟兄或者姊妹去发现这件事。
It takes one who is not silent to discover this.
我们就好像一群鱼一样。
We're just like a group of fish.
如果每一个人都不肯静默，
If everyone is unwilling to be silent,
我们就能够达到目的。
Then we can arrive at a destiny.
最近读到一个故事，我觉得很好。
Recently, I came upon a story.
他说，在这个东方的那个菜市场的里面，那个卖鱼的人呢、啊？喜欢把鱼摆在一个大的桶子里面。
In the marketplace in the east, the fish vendors put all the fish in a big pail.
那有一种鱼呢，叫做鳝鱼。
There's a type of fish which is called eel.
这种鱼呢，看起来像蛇一样。
The eel looks like rather like a snake.
但是呢，它不是蛇，是鱼。
But it is not a snake. It is a fish.
是一种很好吃的一种鱼。
It is a delicacy.
这种鳝鱼的特性呢，就是非常的懒。
The characteristic of an eel is they are very lazy.
你把这个鳝鱼放在那个桶子里面，它动也不动。
If you place the eel in the pail, they would not move.
如果把一堆鳝鱼放在那个桶子里面的话，它们就都堆在那个地方。
If you place a whole group of eels in the pail, they would lay there.
所以呢，那个最下面的那个鱼呢，到最后呢就会闷死。
So the ones who lay at the bottom would eventually suffocate.
因为他这个鱼太懒。
Because they're too lazy.
就是很多人压在他的身上了，他也不动。
Even though many others lay on top of them, they won't even move.
到最后呢，就缺氧或者被压就压死掉了。
Eventually they would die because of lack of oxygen.
这个卖鱼的人当然不能让这个鱼死掉。
The fish vendor, of course, will not allow the fish to die.
我们中国人都不喜欢买死鱼的。
Because Chinese people do not buy dead fish.
那所以他们就要想一个办法。
So they came up with a way.
他们想到一个很好的办法，就是他们抓一大把泥鳅啊，摆到那个桶子里面去。
Came up a good way, that is to they put a whole handful of
mudfish.
Mudfish. And place them in the pail.
哎，那个泥鳅你们都知道哈，那个泥鳅啊。跟那个鳝鱼完全相反。
And you understand the characters of the mudfish is just the opposite of eels.
这个泥鳅就是不停的都要动的。
The mudfish they wiggle all the time.
我亲眼看见了那个泥鳅啊，在我妈妈的锅子里面还在跳。
I myself personally witnessed the mudfish jumping around in my mom's frying pan.
那个泥鳅就是这样，到它最后一口气的时候呢，它还是要动。
Even in his last breath, he would still wiggle.
就这些泥鳅到了那个鳝鱼的里面呢，它就往到处钻。
So when the mudfish entered into the pail, they would find a place to move around.
这个鳝鱼没有办法呢，也只好动一动。
And therefore, it causes the eel also to move.
结果这个鳝鱼因为这样动一动呢，它就不会被压死。
Because of their agitation, they would not die.
就这一些鳝鱼呢。就是靠着这几条泥鳅能够维持生命。
And this is how the eel maintain their life because of the movement of the mudfish.
弟兄姊妹，在神的家里面，你是鳝鱼呢，还是泥鳅？
Brothers, in God's house, are you a eel or are you a mudfish?
你在神的家里面这些年里面，你是做一条善鱼呢，你还是做一条泥鳅？
These many years in God's house, are you an eel or are you a mudfish?
一个教会需要多少泥鳅才够？
How many mudfish do we need in the church?
如果像我们现在这样的一些数目，我们100-200弟兄姊妹。
The numbers that we do have now, 100 or 200 or so.
要几条泥鳅才让我们不会都死掉？
How many mudfish do we require in order for us not to suffocate?
如果那个泥鳅太少的话，
If there's a small number of mudfish,
到最后那些泥鳅也会死掉。
At the end, all the mudfish even will die.
他工作太努力了。
Because they work too hard.
因为泥鳅是不会停止的。
Because the mudfish will never stop.
一直等到他用完他的力气，他就死掉了。
Until they spend their last energy, they die.
弟兄姊妹，泥鳅就是那些不肯静默的。
And sisters, mudfish are those who are not silent.
泥鳅就是那些关心神家的。
Mudfish are those who care for God's house.
泥鳅就是那些他会拿起电话来打电话的人。
Mudfish are those who pick up the phone and call.
泥鳅就是那些来问候你，你的情形如何的。
Mudfish are those who ask you how you are.
你是不是在神的家里面像泥鳅一样？
Are you a mudfish in God's house?
还是你就像鳝鱼一样就睡在那？
Or are you an eel who sleep there?
如果有泥鳅游到你的旁边，你就动一下。
And you move a little bit when mudfish comes to you.
如果没有泥鳅的话，你就抱怨一下，怎么教会没有泥鳅？
Without the mudfish, then you will murmur. Why is it in the church there's no mudfish?
你就说好多鳝鱼都死掉了，没有人管了。
And you will say many eel have died, nobody even care for them.
弟兄们，以赛亚书62:1告诉我们，我们要为着锡安的缘故，不要做静默的人。
Isaiah 62 tells us, for Zion's sake, we should not be silent.
我们要做什么样的人？
So what kind of people should we be?
第六节说，我们耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
Verse 6 says, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all day and all night. They will never keep silent.
也不要使他歇息，只等到他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞。
And give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise to the earth.
这些不静默的人，他们成为耶路撒冷的守望者。
These ones who were not silent became watchmen of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，什么是守望
者？ Versus what is a watchman?
今天我们怎么样能够成为一个守望者？
How can we be a watchman today?
我想我们读一处的圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
历代志下6:2。
Second Chronicles 6.
历代志下6:18-21。
Second Chronicles 6, verses 18-21.
这是所罗门建殿以后向神祷告的话。
This is a prayer of Solomon after he built God a house.
第十八节，神果真与世人同住在地上吗？看那天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所建的这殿呢？
Verse 18. But will God indeed dwell with mankind on earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built?
唯求耶和华我的神垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，俯听仆人在你面前的祈求呼吁。
Yet have regard to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prays before thee.
愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所，求你垂听仆人向此处祷告的话。
That thine eyes may be open toward this house day and night, toward the place of which thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to listen to the prayer which thy servant shall pray toward this place.
所罗门是一个有智慧的人。
Solomon is one with wisdom.
因此他在盖完圣殿的时候，他就说了这个智慧的话。
Therefore, after he finished building the temple, he said a word of wisdom.
他说神果真要住在这个殿里吗？
He said, will God indeed dwell in this place?
他说神不需要住在这个殿的里面。
He said, God doesn't need to dwell in this place.
那为什么要我们盖这个殿呢？
Then why should we build this house?
乃是要把他的名放在那里。
For the purpose of putting his name there.
这个圣殿就是神名的一个居所。
The temple is a place that his name dwells.
当他的名在这里的时候，凡是我们向着这个圣殿的祷告，他都要垂听。
When the name is in this place, whatever we pray toward this place, he will listen.
所以二十节就告诉我们什么是守望者。
Therefore, verse 21 tells us what a watchman should be.
20. 凡是一个人，他的祷告是向着耶路撒冷的，这个人就是一个守望者。
A person, his prayer is toward Jerusalem.This person is a watchman.
很多人都祷告。
Many people pray.
但不是每一个人都成为守望者。
But not everyone is a watchman.
乃是那些人，他们的祷告乃是向着神的居所。
It is those whose prayer is toward God's dwelling place.
这一般人叫做守望者。
These people are called watchmen.
在以色列人被掳的时候，神就特别兴起两个守望者。
During Israelites' captivity, the Lord raised up two watchmen.
头一个人是但以理。
First was Daniel.
第二个人是以西结。
Second was Ezekiel.
但以理是头一批被掳到巴比伦去的人。
Daniel was one of the first group of captives.
以西结是第二批被掳到巴比伦的人。
Ezekiel was with the second group of captivity.
但以理是住在皇宫的里面。
Daniel dwelled in the palaces.
以西结乃是在河边做奴隶。
Ezekiel was a slave by the river.
这两个人的境遇是非常的不同。
They have totally different circumstances.
但是有一件事是相同的。
But they have one thing in common.
就是但以理和以西结都是守望。
That Daniel and Ezekiel both were watchmen.
但以理他的窗户要向着耶路撒冷打开。
Daniel's window was open toward Jerusalem.
他每天就向着神的居所祷告三次。
Three times a day he prayed toward God's dwelling place.
这一件事在但以理身上是最重要的。
This was the single most important thing in Daniel.
没有生活上任何一件事要超过这一件事。
There's nothing else that surpasses this matter.
甚至有人要威胁他的生命的时候，他也不受威胁。
Even when his life was threatened, he would not be threatened.
他每天有一件事他不能不做。
One thing he had to do every day.
就是为着神的居所来祷告。
That is to pray for God's dwelling place.
这叫做守望者。
This is what a watchman is.
以西结也是这样的人。
Ezekiel was the same person.
以西结被掳的时候只有25岁。
In Ezekiel's captivity, he was only 25.
他是一个非常年轻的一个人。
He was a young lad.
充满了许多的盼望。
He was full of expectations.
以西结是一个祭司。
Ezekiel was a priest.
每一个祭司都有一个非常好的盼望。
Every priest has one good expectation.
就是有一天，当他们到30岁的时候，他们可以在神的面前侍奉他。
That is, when they reach 30, they are qualified to serve the Lord.
但是以西结25岁就被掳到巴比。
But when Ezekiel was 25, he was in captivity in Babylon.
但是他的心却仍然在耶路撒冷。
But his heart remained in Jerusalem.
就在他30岁的时候。
When he reached 30,
神向他显现。
God revealed himself to him.
虽然他在地上，他没有一个服侍的一个环境。
Even though there was not a suitable place for him to minister.
但是因为他的心向着神。
But because his heart was toward the Lord.
因为他的心向着耶路撒冷。
His heart was toward Jerusalem.
在他30岁的时候，神就向他启示。
Therefore, when he reached 30, the Lord revealed himself.
神亲口说，我设立你做以色列家的守望者。
The Lord spoke to him personally. I set you up as a watchman over the house of Israel.
我们感谢神，在整个以色列民族失败的时候，
We thank the Lord that even in the failure of the whole people of Israel,
他就兴起了两个守望者。
He raised up two watchmen.
这两个人是不肯静默的。
These are the two who were not willing to remain silent.
因着这两个守望的人,
because of the two watchmen,
他们不让神休息。
They would not give the Lord rest.
他们昼夜在那里祷告。
Day and night they prayed.
所以神不能够休息。
And God had no rest.
一直到神把以色列人从巴比伦再带回耶路撒冷。
Until God brought Israelites from Babylon to Israel.
弟兄们，我们都蒙了神很大的恩典。
For instance, we all receive great grace from the Lord.
当我们思想我们得救的经历。
When we reminisce the experience of salvation.
当我们思想我们得救以后的日子。
When we consider the days after salvation.
我们都有一个共同的一个结论。
We have one conclusion.
我们觉得神的恩典在我们的身上是何等的大。
We feel what grace the Lord has poured upon us.
早上我们唱诗歌说是何等敬意的恩典。
In the mornings we pray, marvelous salvation, grace.
我们里头也常常有一个心愿。
We often have this heart's desire.
我们也想为主做什么。
We consider what we can do for the Lord.
因此许许多多的弟兄姊妹他们都愿意把自己一点点的时间或者金钱摆上。
The many brothers and sisters who are willing to offer their time and strength and money.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道，在神的眼光里面，哪一个服事是最宝贝？
Brothers and sisters, do you know in the eyes of God which kind of service is most precious?
如果神能够来告诉我们的话，什么服事在神的心里面是最重要的？
If God can tell us.As to what is the most important service in his heart.
在旧约的时代，神拣选利未人做祭司。
In the Old Testament, God had chosen the Levites to be the priests.
祭司是利未人的权利。
The priesthood belonged to the Levites.
利未人有许多的侍奉。
There are many services of the Levites.
但是在利未人的侍奉里面，有哪一样事情是利未人自己认为最宝贝的。
Of all the services among the Levites, which one is the most precious?
在利未人当中，有一件事是每一个人都羡慕。
There's one service among the Levites, which is the desire of all.
这一件事如果临到那个利未人的话，他就会非常的高兴。
If this service falls on a certain Levite, he would be thrilled.
在利未人的身上，不是每一个人在他的一生当中能够有机会做这件事。
Not every Levi has the opportunity to do this service in his lifetime.
这个事就是能够进到那个圣所里面去烧香。
And that is to enter into the holy place to offer incense.
你知道在新约的时代圣经告诉我们那个时候祭司是按着班次来服侍的。
We're told that the Levites serve by groups.
等到轮到你这个班次你们就聚集在那个圣殿的门口。
When your order comes up, then you will gather in front of the temple.
然后每天呢，他们就要抽签抽出一个祭司来。
And every day they will cast lot for one priest.
这个被抽到的这个祭司呢，他就能够进到那个圣所去烧香。
The one who receives the lot qualified to enter the temple to offer burnt incense.
这一个人他烧过一次以后。他一生就不能够再进去。
Once he had burned the incense, he would no longer qualify again.
一个人一生最多能够有一次的机会进去烧香。
A priest at most would have one opportunity to serve.
有好多的祭司，他们一生没有机会进到那个地方烧香。
There are many priests who never had the opportunity to burn incense.
当施洗约翰的父亲撒加利亚进到那个圣所烧香的时候，他已经非常老了。
When Zechariah got the lot to burn incense, Zechariah of John the Baptist, he was an old man.
你想看，从30岁开始服事。
Just imagine he began to serve when he was 30.
等到他去烧香的时候，他已经年纪很大。
By the time he qualified to burn incense, he was an old man.
他等了多少年
？He waited so many years.
总算等到有一个机会能够去烧香。
Finally, he got an opportunity to burn incense.
就在烧香的时候，神向他显。
At the moment he burned incense, God revealed.
如果有一件事是利未人的心所最羡慕的。
If there's one thing which is the longing of all the Levites.
就是能够进到圣所去烧香。
That would be to enter into the holy place, to burn incense.
烧香就是为着以色列人祷告。
To burn incense means to pray for Israelites.
烧香就是向着神的居所祷告。
To burn incense means to pray toward God's house.
今天神把这个祭司的职分给了我们每一个人。
Today, God has granted each one of us this role to burn incense.
神给我们每一个人每一天都有权利进到圣所去烧香。
God has qualified us, each one of us, to enter into the holy place each day to burn incense.
当时利未人那个祭司要等他一生的年日才能够做一次的事。
In those days, the Levites had to wait maybe once in his lifetime to do the one thing.
今天我们每一个人每一天我们都可以做这件事。
Today, each one of us, each day can do this.
但是我们常常忽略这些。
But we often neglect this.
我们没有看见在神的眼光里面哪一个服事是最重要的。
Because we haven't seen in God's eyes which service is most important.
如果我们看见的话。
If we were to see it.
我们就要每天进到圣所去。
We would then enter into the holy place every day.
每一天为着耶路撒冷来祷告。
Each day pray for Jerusalem.
每一天要向着神的居所来祷告。
Each day pray for God's house.
盼望神让我们看见这件事。
May the Lord reveal this to us.
神呼召我们每一个人都是祭司。
God has called each one of us to be priests.
祭司最重要的事就是祷告。
The most important function of a priest is to pray.
特别是为以色列家祷告。
Especially to pray for Israel.
特别是为了神的家祷告。
Especially to pray for God's house.
是到了三年半的结尾，他们的心仍然是荒凉。
But at the end of 3.5 years,their heart remained desolate.
很奇怪，对不对？
It is amazing.
能够与主耶稣同行三年半之久。
To walk with the Lord Jesus 3.5 years.
看见这么多的神迹奇事。
Having seen so many signs and miracles.
但是到了末了，他们的心仍然是荒凉。
But at the end, their heart remained barren.
只等到五旬节的时候。
Up until the day of Pentecost.
他们跪在神的面前祷告。
As they knelt to pray before the Lord.
圣灵降临在他们的身上。
Holy Spirit descended upon them.
他们就改变了。
They were changed.
我们是一般不肯祷告的人。
We are people who are unwilling to pray.
我们是一般不肯到神面前来的人。
We are people who are unwilling to come before God.
我们很愿意做许多其他的事。
We are quick to do many other things.
但是祷告就让我们为难。
But prayer troubles us.
我们需要看见在神的眼光里面什么是最重要的。
We need to see in the eyes of God what is most important.
他要我们一同成为守望的人。
He wants us all to become watchmen.
怎么样能够把这件事情变成实际？
How can we turn this into reality?
在我们的生活里面有哪些事我们可以做可以改变我们。
In our daily living, what are the things that we can do that can change us?
我们读耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书31章。
Jeremiah 31.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶利米书三十一章第六节。
Jeremiah 31:6。
日子必到，以法莲山上守望的人必呼叫说：“起来吧，我们可以上锡安，到耶和华我们的神那里去。”
For there shall be a day when watchmen on the hills of Ephraim shall call out, "Arise, and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God."
这里说到将来有一个日子，那个日子到的时候。有一般人他们在以法莲的山上在那里守望。
Here tells us there'll come a day when the people will call out to each other on the hill of Ephraim.
这些人是哪一般人？
What kind of people are these?
什么样的人他们在那一天站在以法莲山上守望？
What sort of people are they who watch on the hills of Ephraim?
为什么这里不说其他呢？其他的支派的名字单单说以法莲。
Why did he mention only the tribe of Ephraim and not the other tribes?
我们都知道以色列人有十二个不同的支派。
We all know Israel had 12 tribes.
我们也都知道，耶稣是从大卫的，是从犹大支派，出来的。
We all know Jesus descended out of the tribe of Judah.
你是犹大的支派，在以色列的支派里面似乎是最重要的一个支派。
And、therefore, the tribe of Judah seems to be prominent among all the tribes of Israel.
在这其他十一个支派里面，以法莲是重要的一个支派。
But among the other 11, Ephraim is also an important tribe.
以法莲是约瑟的第二个儿子。
Ephraim was the second son of Joseph.
但是在约这个雅各为约瑟祝两个儿子祝福的时候，他就把这个小儿子当作长子。
And as Jacob blessed Joseph's children, he blessed the second son of Joseph, as though he's the elder.
似乎在雅各的眼光里面，他把以法莲，虽然他不是长子，给了长子的一个身份。
In the eyes of Jacob, he seemed to give Ephraim, who was not the elder, the sonship.
以法莲这个支派，他们所分到的地，就是在整个巴勒斯坦的中间。
The territory of Ephraim was right in the middle of the whole of Palestine.
他们所得的地刚好在耶路撒冷的北边。
Their territory lies just north of Jerusalem.
他们的那块土地是一个山丘的地方。
Their place is a high ground.
所以叫做以法莲的山地。
Therefore, it is called the hills of Ephraim.
当以色列十二个支派进到迦南地的时候
，As the 12 tribes enter into Canaan.
他们乃是围绕着那个会幕。
They circle around the tabernacle.
那个会幕是他们以色列人的中心。
The tabernacle was the center of Israel.
但是他们到了这个迦南地，他们分成十二个不同的地方。
But as they entered into Canaan, they divided it up into 12 parcels.
谁要照顾这个约柜？
God wanted to care for the ark. Who is going to care for the ark?
以法莲人就照顾约柜。
Ephraim was the tribe who cared for the ark.
这个约柜就在示罗那个地方。
The ark remained in Shiloh.
示罗就是以法莲的那个境界里面。
Shiloh was the city of Ephraim.
我们看到这个支派就在从起初的时候，他们的心就向着神的家。
So we saw how in the beginning this tribe, their heart was toward the house of God.
当那个大卫做王的时候
，When David was anointed king，
大卫在诗篇里面他讲了一句话。
In the Psalms he said one word.
他说以法莲是我的头盔。
He said Ephraim was my headdress.
Helmet.
My helmet.
以法莲这个支派就是锡安的一个保护。
Because Ephraim was the protector of Zion.
以法莲这个支派就是耶路撒冷的守望者。
Because Ephraim was the watchman of Jerusalem.
虽然大卫已经被设立为王
，Even though David was anointed king，
但他的心里面非常的依靠这个以法莲支派。
In his heart, he depended upon the tribe of Ephraim.
有一次，他听了一个谣言
，Once he heard a rumor，
他说以法莲支派跟亚兰人结盟了。
He heard Ephraim had covenanted with the Amalekites.
大卫就吓了。
And it scared David.
对，那是他的头盔。
Because Ephraim was his helmet.
当以色列人被掳的时候
，When Israelites were in captivity，
他们四散到各个地方。
They were in dispersion.
有一些以色列人仍然住在耶路撒冷。
A few Israelites still remain in Jerusalem.
在那住在耶路撒冷的人是从以色列四个支派出来。
Those who remain in Jerusalem came out of four tribes.
有大卫支派，有马拿西支派。有以法莲支派。
They were from the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, Manasseh.
还有便雅悯支派。
Benjamin.
所以以法莲人他们仍然住在耶路撒冷。
So the Ephraimites still remain in Jerusalem.
在以色列的历史的里面，主似乎把这个守望者的角色给了以法莲支派。
In the history of the Israelites, it seems that Ephraim had received the role of being watchman.
约书亚就是从以法莲支派出来的。
Joshua was one who came out of the tribe of Ephraim.
因此我们就在这里发现一件事，这些人 因为他们的心从起初就是向着悔。
So we discover one thing here, that these people from the very beginning, their hearts were towards God's house.
到了最终的时候，是以法莲人，人在以法莲的山地等候主的再来。
Even up to the end, it was the Ephraimites who were on the watch out for the Lord's return in the hills of Ephraim.
这些日子我们发现一件事。
So in these days, we discover one thing.
我们如果要做守望者，不是一个知识的问题。
For us to be watchmen, it is not a mental knowledge.
是我们心的问题。
It is a matter of heart.
一个人要做守望者，他一定要喜爱神的家。
For a person to be a watchman, he must love God's house.
如果我们里面对神的家没有爱好，
If we have no love for God's house,
无论我们有多少的知识，
No matter how much knowledge we possess,
我们都不能成为一个守望者。
We cannot be a watchman.
我们需要像以法莲人一样，
We must be like the Ephraimites.
从起初对神的家有一个信，
In the beginning, to have a love for God's house.
这个爱呢，就一直存在他们的里面。
And this love within them.
经过各样的环境。
Throughout all the circumstances.
经过以色列的被掳。
Even throughout the captivity of Israel.
一直到有一天到那个日子来到的时候。
Up to the day that comes.
他们的心对神的家的爱好都没有改变。
They have not changed their love for God's house.
这一些人叫做以法莲。
These are the Ephraimites.
这些人就是神家的守望者。
These are the watchmen of God's house.
我们如果有心要成为一个守望的人，
If we have a desire to be a watchman,
我们要求主把这个爱神家的心赐给我们。
May the Lord grant us this love for God's house.
因为如果不是神的怜悯，
If not for His mercy,
我们没有一个人能够成为这样的一个守望者。
None of us can be such a watchman.
我们再读一组尼希米记第七章。
Turn to Nehemiah chapter 7.
Nehemiah 7, verse 3. 这个时候尼希米已经带领以色列人把城墙盖好了。
At this juncture, Nehemiah had already led the people of Israel and finished building the wall.
第三节，我吩咐他们说，等到太阳上升才可开耶路撒冷的城门，人上看守的时候就要关门上栓，也当派耶路撒冷的居民各按班次看守自己房屋对面之处。
Then I said to them, do not let the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun is hot, and while they are standing guard, let them shut and bolt the doors. Also appoint guards from the inhabitants of Jerusalem, each at his post, and each in front of his own house.
这里面所说的一件事是非常的实际。
He mentioned one thing that is very practical.
他说每一个人要按着班次，要看守自己房屋对面的那一块城墙。
That each is to stand guard to watch in front of his house.
这是一个守望者他每天所做的事。
This is a daily duty of a watchman.
当神把一个人带领在这个地方，是他的家。
When the Lord had brought a person to this place, which is his house,
他就有责任来看守在他家附近的那一块城墙。
He has responsibility to care for the wall, which is just in front of his house.
弟兄姊妹，今天神让我们住在一个地方。
This is the Lord gave us a place to live today.
我们住在那里，我们就要看守那附近的城墙。
As long as we live there, we need to watch out for the wall right in front of us.
如果神带领你住在 Sugar Land,
If the Lord led you to Sugar Land,
你的城墙就在 Sugar Land.
Your wall is right in Sugar Land.
你的责任就在 Sugar Land.
Your responsibility is in Sugar Land.
在 Sugar Land 那里面的弟兄姊妹就是那个城墙。
Brothers and sisters that live in Sugar Land are the wall.
那个城墙就是你需要来看。
And that is a piece of wall for your care.
如果你今天住在 Pearland,
If today you live in Pearland,
在 Pearland 那个地方的弟兄姊妹就是你应当看守的城墙。
Friends and sisters who live in Pearland are the walls of your care.
如果你今天住在 Bel-Air,
If you live in Bel-Air,
所有住在 Bel-Air 那附近的弟兄姊妹 就是你当看守的城墙。
All the brothers and sisters who live in Bel Air are the wall for you to care for.
如果你今天住在 Aleph,
if you live in Aleph,
所有 Aleph 的弟兄姊妹都是你当看守的城墙。
All the brothers and sisters in Aleph are the walls for you to care for.
有些弟兄姊妹住在 Spring Woodland 地方。
Many brothers and sisters live in Spring Woodland.
还有的弟兄姊妹住在Clear Lake.
Some live in Clear Lake.
弟兄姊妹，当你住在那里。
Sister, when you live there,
你就要看守那里的城墙。
You must watch out on guard for the wall there.
我们要注意那个城墙有没有被拆毁。
We need to pay attention to see whether the wall is torn down.
我们要注意那个城门有没有被火焚烧。
Watch out for the gates whether they are burned.
有机会的时候，召聚那个弟兄姊妹住在附近。
If there are opportunities, call out the brothers and sisters that live there.
大家聚在一起。
To come together.
大家有一点交通。
To have some fellowship.
大家有一点祷告。
Some prayer.
这个是教会的生活。
This is the church life.
如果我们没有教会的生活。
If we do not have church life.
我们只是每天每个主日到这里说我们要去锡安。
And we only come here on the Lord's Day and say we want to go to Zion.
我们永远到不了锡安。
We will never arrive in Zion.
我们需要看守我们附近的弟兄姊妹。
We need to be on guard and watch for our brothers and sisters around us.
我知道在 Bel Air 那个附近的弟兄姊妹，他们有这样的聚集。
I know in Bel Air they have brothers and sisters gathered together.
有一些弟兄姊妹每个月他们聚集在一起。
Some brothers monthly would gather together.
他们有一点交通，他们有一点祷告。
They have some fellowship and prayer.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
盼望其他的地方的弟兄姊妹也有这样的一个看见。
I hope brothers that live elsewhere have the same seeing.
看见我们乃是神所设立的一个守望者。
To see that we are watchmen set up by God.
我们需要按着班次看守自己房屋对面之处。
And we need to be on guard for the wall opposite of us.
这些年在各个地方主都兴起一个小型的祷告的聚会。
In these years, the Lord had raised up many small gatherings of prayer.
在礼拜六的早上，好多地方都有一些弟兄姊妹在聚集。
Saturday morning, there are many small gatherings for prayer.
每一个聚集的人数都不是很多。
There are very small gatherings.
有的地方三五个，有的地方两三个。
There are three, there are twos.
但是这些聚集是最宝贵的聚集。
But these are the most precious gatherings.
这些聚集在教会里面是最重要的一些事。
In all the church meetings, these are the most important.
这是有几个人他们站在一起，他们在那里做守望的工作。
Because a few people who stand together to do the function of being watchmen.
他们乃是向着耶路撒冷祷告。
They pray toward Jerusalem.
他们的祷告就像但以理一样。
Their prayer just like Daniel.
那个窗户乃是向着耶路撒冷。
The windows always open toward Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，如果神把这样的一个负担也摆在你的心里。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord had placed such a burden in your heart also.
我鼓励你能够加入这样的祷告。
I'd encourage you to join such groups.
不管你住在什么地方。
Regardless where you live.
在你住的这地方的附近都有几个弟兄在那里祷告。
The vicinity of where you live, there are few who pray.
如果你能够加入那些弟兄。
If you can join them.
我们可以一同在神的面前来守望。
Together we can be, we can watch before the Lord.
我们再读一处圣经，以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
第三章。
Ezekiel 3, chapter 3.
以西结书第三章第十七节。
Ezekiel 3:17.
这里是耶和华对以西结亲口所说的话。
This is a personal word of the Lord to Ezekiel.
他说：“人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他。”
Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear word from my mouth, warn them from me.
一个做守望的人需要听神口中的。
A watchman must be one who hears word from the mouth of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，注意这里，他说要听我口中的话。
Brothers, pay attention here. It says, "Hear a word from my mouth."
弟兄姊妹，我个人的感觉，这是今天 我们所缺乏的一件事。
Personally, brothers and sisters, I feel this is what we lack today.
我们好像听了很多的道理。
Seems as though we have heard a lot of the teachings.
我们听到很多不同的意见看法。
We have heard much different points of view.
但是我们没有听到神口中的话。
But we haven't heard a word from his mouth.
因此我们不知道该怎么样行。
Therefore, we don't know what to do.
有什么事情比听到神口中的话更重要？
What is more important than hearing a word from his mouth?
有什么事情比听到神口中的话更宝贝？
What is more precious than hearing a word from his own mouth?
以西结在43章的时候说这样一句话。
Ezekiel also said in chapter 43.
那个时候在异象的里面他看见神的圣殿。
At that time, he saw in the vision God's temple.
然后他就说我听见有人从圣殿。
And he said, I heard a man saying to me from his house.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的一件
事。This is how precious this must be.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有听到有人从圣殿对你说？
Brothers, have you ever heard a man speaking to you from the house of God?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们听到这样的话，
Brothers, if we heard such a word,
我们这个人就不同了。
Our whole being will be changed.
我们就不需要听很多其他的话。
No need for us to hear much of anything else.
我们就不需要找很多的人来给我们意见。
There's no need for us to gather people to give us their opinion.
听神的声音不是一件很容易的事。
It's not easy to hear God's voice.
以利亚有这样的一个经历。
Elijah had such an experience.
当他被神带到一个地步的时候，他是非常的软弱。
When he was brought to a point, he was very weak.
因此神就向他显现。
Therefore, God appeared to him.
在那里就起了大风。
There was a great whirlwind.
但是圣经说神不在那个风。
But scripture said God was not in the wind.
后来又有了大的地震。
And there was a great earthquake.
神也不在地震。
Neither was God in the earthquake.
后来又有个大火。
And there was great fire.
神也不在。
Neither was he there.
圣经说在火后呢就有一个微小的声音。
The Bible says after the fire, there was a still small voice.
我们感谢神，以利亚听到了那个微小的声音。
We thank the Lord, Elijah heard the still small voice.
一个守望的人需要来听神的声音。
A watchman is one who needs to hear God's voice.
当我们在敬拜神的时候，
As we worship God,
当我们在主的桌子的面前的时候，
As we gather before his table,
你有没有听到神口中的话？
Have you heardGod's word from his mouth.
当你与弟兄姊妹在一起读圣经的时候，
As you gather to read the word with brothers and sisters,
除了弟兄姊妹的交通以外，
Aside from the fellowship of the brothers,
你有没有听到神口中的话？
Have you heard personally God's word from his mouth?
当你在家里读圣经的时候，
When you read your scripture at home,
有没有亲耳听到神口中的话？
Have you personally hear God speaking from his mouth?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常的。
Brothers, this is very important.
今天我们就要靠神口中的话而活。
Today we live by every word that proceed out of His mouth.
若神口里不对我们说话，
Were the Lord not to speak from us, to us,
我们就像在旷野行走就没有玛拿。
We will be as those who walk in the wilderness without the manna.
我们自己的生命都不能维持。
We cannot sustain our own life.
我们怎么可能来做守望者？
How is it possible we be the watchmen?
传道书里面告诉我们，我们看传道书第五章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1.
他说：“你到神的殿，要谨慎脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人献祭。”
Guard your steps as you go to the house of God, and draw near to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools.
我们到神的家里面，我们是要走近来听神。
As we come to God's house, we draw near to listen.
许多的人会认为献燔祭是很重要很重要的。
Many people consider important to offer burnt offerings.
但是这里说敬虔听要胜过愚昧人献祭。
But it says here to draw near to listen rather than to offer sacrifice of fools.
从表面上来看，我们好像听了许多的话。
On the surface, seems as though we heard many words.
但是有哪一句话对你来说是神口中的话？
Which word is God's word from His mouth to you?
我们如果有神口中的话，
If we have God's word from His mouth,
我们就安息了。
We would enter into rest.
不管我们在什么样的情形，
Regardless what circumstance we find ourselves.
今天我们遇到很多很多的事。
Today we encounter all kinds of things.
我们张乐成姊妹面临到这个生命的一个威胁。
As Sister Joyce faces a life or death issue.
我们到神面前说什么话？
What do we speak before Him?
我们可以说很多很多的话。
We can speak many words.
但是如果神对于我们说了一句话，
But if the Lord spoke one word to us,
如果我们听到神口中说了那么一句话，
If we heard but one word from His mouth,
这个问题就解决了。
It will solve all those problems.
如果我没有那一句话，
Without that one word,
我们没有一个人能够安息。
None of us can find rest.
我们的姊妹不得安息。
Our sister will not find rest.
她的家庭不得安息。
Her house will not find rest.
我们整个教会不得安息。
The whole church will not find rest.
我们要听神口中的话。
We must listen to that one word from His mouth.
我们有其他的问题。
We have other problems.
不管我们所思想的问题是什么。
Whatever our problems are.
神口中的话。
What is God's word from His mouth?
我们有很多很多的条理由，理由。
We have all kinds of reasons.
我们可以有很多很多的辩论。
We can argue.
但是我们所要问的是，对这件事，神口中的话是什么？
Our question is, what is God's word regarding this matter?
我们有了那样一句话。
Once we obtain such a word,
这件事情就结束。
It settles this problem.
我们的心里面就满了。
Our heart would be at peace.
只有这样的人才能够说话。
Only such a people can be watchmen.
因为他自己里面是安息。
Because inwardly he has rest.
一个人如果自己的里面得不着安息，他怎么能够站在耶路撒冷的城墙上面？
Were a man not to have rest in his heart, how can he stand on the walls of Jerusalem?
因此我们看见城墙上面通常是没有人的。
Therefore we find on the wall nobody there.
因为我们里面没有得到安息。
Because we haven't received rest in our heart.
我们里面的问题没有得到解决。
Our inward problem has not been solved.
弟兄姊妹，让我们到神的面前。
Brothers, let us go to God's presence.
向他有这么一件一个心意。
To have this one request.
主，我要听你口中。
Lord, I want to hear the word from your mouth.
我在这里请你说。
Here I am, speak.
这是一个什么？
This is a watchman.
盼望主最近不但是把神的家的负担给我们。
May the Lord not only grant us the burden for His house.
他更让我们起来有一个羡慕。
What's more, to allow us to have a longing.
羡慕来做那个什么。
To desire to be a watchman.
我们起来站在城墙的上面。
Let us arise and stand on the wall.
向着耶路撒冷来祷告。
And pray toward Jerusalem.
诗篇84篇说，这些人的心中乃是有一条道路通往西安。
Psalm 84 says, These are the people who have in their heart a highway to Zion.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在那里祷告的时候，
Francis says, we pray.
神就把这条大路建造起来。
The Lord installed such a highway in our heart.
当我们听到神的话语的时候，
When we hear God's word,
神就把这个道路在我们心里面建立起来。
The Lord installed such a highway in our heart.
当我们在这里看守神所托付我们的弟兄姊妹的时候，
As we are watching for God's people whom the Lord had entrusted us with,
神就把这个道路建立起来。
The Lord has built up such a highway.
让我们一同在神的面前有一个心愿。
Let us all have such a heart desire before the Lord.
就是在神的家中不愿意做一个静默的人。
That is, in God's house, we should not be a silent people.
每一个人都是神保险买赎回来的。
Everyone is redeemed by His precious blood.
我们不应该在神的家里面做寂寞的人。
We should never remain silent in His house.
我们要起来。
Let us arise.
成为神家的守望者。
To become watchmen in God's house.
像以法莲山上的那一批人。
Just like the people on the hills of Ephraim.
他们的心乃是向往西安。
Their hearts are towards Zion.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.